In those days, fishermen did not use nets, or did not use poles and reels to fish, but they used nets. And they were not little nets like we might use to just bring in one fish at a time, struggling on the end of a line. But they were very large nets, so large that it took a team of fishermen. They would often take out several boats, and in each boat was several people. They would lower the net into the water. They would spread the net as wide and as deep as possible. And all sorts of fish would be caught and sorted out later. The larger the catch, the more muscle it took for these fishermen. Just think about how much strength and balance it would take to pull a wet and heavy net full of fish through the water. The water itself providing resistance. The boat hardly a stabilizing and steady platform to draw in such a heavy thing, such as a net. I imagine Peter, Andrew, James and John and their father Zebedee were all in great physical condition. Their arms must have been tanned by the sun and swollen in their muscles from all that heavy work. They were also very likely great communicators, talking to one another, shouting out commands to one another, working as a team to draw in all those fish together in order to maximize their catch. They already had great skills for ministry, working together, being a team, confronting the stress together. And so this carpenter turned teacher and rabbi Jesus comes by through the region, and he's in an area that is frontier country, partly occupied by Israelites, and others are the Gentiles, the non-Jews. And Jesus is fulfilling Scripture by taking good news across the River Jordan and quoting Isaiah. "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near," Jesus preaches. Repent means to expect that lives are about to change. There will be a transformation of thinking, a transformation of attitude, behavior, and direction. Repentance is not merely a change of mind, one preacher said. It is the change of the mind itself. The kingdom has come, and it is about to turn the world upside down. The reign of the Messiah has finally reached Israel, Galilee, and is now ready to cross these boundaries, these human boundaries. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. And light is a wonderful way of talking about the power of the kingdom. When the love of God is revealed, it brightens up our world with forgiveness and the assurance of eternal life. God's loving light takes away the darkness of sin, guilt and shame and despair. But that is also where the metaphor of a net is helpful too. The kingdom of God is like a fisherman's net. Like a net, Jesus throws out hopeful words into the sea of the world. "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near," he says. And his words don't just describe what he's about to do. His words don't just illumine their world. His word accomplishes his will and fulfills his promises. To say it as Scripture does, the word is living and active. His words will transform minds, ears, and lives. It is like a net woven and tied together with words of promise and words of hope. And God uses it to draw us into his kingdom. John uses the same word when he tells of Jesus, when he says, "If I be lifted up, I will draw all people to myself." And the word "draw" is the same word used to draw in a net. Jesus casts out his word to draw in Peter, Andrew, James, and John into his net. Follow me, and I will make you fishers of people. His word not only calls them to be his disciples, it equips them. I will make you into fishers of people, he says. Theologians call this effectual calling. A fancy way of saying that when God invites us, he doesn't just invite us. He reels us in. He gives us wisdom. He gives us strength, and he gives us grace. His word goes out like a net. It takes hold of our hearts and our lives and redirects us for the kingdom. Being a part of the kingdom is not merely taught, this example tells us. It is caught. And God does the catching. It cannot be any other way. Otherwise, we would just remain in the deep darkness of the world. Like the fish in the Sea of Galilee, we need help above the waters. We need the light of God's grace to shine in our cold darkness. Our sin, our disease, the forces of evil keep us under. The truth is we need someone above, someone outside of ourselves and outside of this world to throw us the net and to bring us in to the light. And he will have us for supper. We won't be the meal. We will enjoy the meal with him as guests and as sons and daughters. Jesus goes by the road and the water, teaching and healing. But his teaching and his healing go far deeper than Bible stories and the illness of the body. His teaching is the word that transforms lives, heals the brokenhearted, and revives the soul. And Jesus' example of fishing for people is a vision of multiplication. Jesus, the fisher of people, transforms those people into fishers of people. And then those fishers of people teach and equip others to become fishers of people. And so the kingdom multiplies and expands exponentially. And Jesus' example is the way he begins his ministry in Matthew. But it's also the way he ends his ministry. You'll remember when he ascends into heaven, he says, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and earth, above the water and below the water. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. And look, I am with you even to the end of the age." Jesus is in the business of making fishers for people. He makes us into disciples and sons and daughters of the kingdom. He makes us partners in this ministry. We are fishers who serve under the master fisher of people and human souls. And he catches us to multiply his kingdom, and he equips us to globalize his reign. It is multiplication and globalization even before we had terms to describe it. The net of Jesus' grace is first cast in the frontier in this text of Galilee, and now it's cast to all nations. This is how the king expands his kingdom. This is how Jesus placards the love of God for all the world. This is how the Son equips us to become his ambassadors. This is how the Holy Spirit unites us as a people who have many differences, but we have one Lord and Savior. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.